This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mediator Cotter said on Monday a deal had been reached to extend a truce between Israeli and Hamas forces in Gaza by 2 days, continuing a pause in 7 weeks of warfare that has killed thousands and laid waste to the Palestinian enclave. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The agreement lengthens a 4-day ceasefire after 7 weeks of warfare, which has seen thousands killed and laid waste to the Palestinian enclave. The release of 11 more Israeli hostages seized by Hamas during its October 7th assault on southern Israel was confirmed on Monday. Negotiations are ongoing for the release of 33 Palestinians, according to the head of Egypt's State Information Service. As dozens of Gazans rushed to get supplies from aid rations distributed by the UN on Monday, many described the dire living conditions that they expect to worsen if war resumes.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The White House on Monday hailed the extension of the Israel-Hamas truce for another 2 days, which will result in the release of 20 more hostages.
We'd certainly like to see even that extension extended further until all the hostages are released. That's really the goal here, get all the hostages home with their families where they belong, and we, you know, however long that could take.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said U.S. President Joe Biden has been, quote-unquote, deeply engaged in the negotiations. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres described an extended truce between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas on Monday as a glimpse of hope and humanity, but warned it was not enough time to meet the aid needs of the Gaza Strip. The United Nations has been delivering some humanitarian